Shabbos Perek Tes Mishnah Zayin. Hamoitzi Kupas Horoichlin. Af al pi sheyesh bo minin harbe. Ein echayev elechatas achas. Somebody carries out a Kupas Horoichlin is a tray with different samples of perfumes and besomim for cosmetics. Even though it has a bunch of different things on it, so l'chor he's carrying out a bunch of different things. Ein echayev elechatas achas. Why? Because he's carrying them all out together. The chiddush over here is that even though each one of these type of besomim would be kishalatzmoy, a shir of chiyuv, still since they're on one tray, that renders it one maisa hoitzo. Now there's a chiddush over here, legabi this Indian of the tamchui, the tray, combining into one maisa hoitzo, that we'll see in Yitz Hashem in the next parak, in Parak Yud, Mishnah Beis. That's the place to discuss this. Tos Yontif send this right away there. Zaroine Gino, these are seeds where the shimush of the seed is not for food, and therefore the shear is not kigregeris like a regular oichel. Zareni gino, pochus mikigregeris. The Rambam explains this means somewhat less than regeris, doesn't say exactly how much, but there has to be some type of shear. It's not just one seed, because a person plants a bunch of seeds. Reb Yehuda, it's not clear if this is Reb Yehuda ben Beseira. Oimer chamisho, even five seeds, which is much less than a gregeris. Five seeds, how much is that? Afilo hachi, five is already a group. It could be that it has something to do with the chamisha zaroinim that we had before, legabi planting in one vegetable patch. Maybe. That's already considered a group. So that has a chashivus, and yichayiv on that. Now we have a few different types of seeds that have more chashivus, and they're planted as individual seeds. So memeli, you don't need a whole bunch. Not pachas mikregeris and not five, according to the shittas that we had before. Zera diluin. Diluin is from gourds. Shnayim. Zera pul hamitzri. Pul hamitzri is another type of bean. Shnayim. Chogov chai tohor kol shuhu. Chogov is a grasshopper. Now, the reason why it has a chshivus is because it could be eaten. It's a chai tohor. The reason why the shear is kolshu, the Mefarshim says, the Gemara explains, is because a child could hold on to it for a pet. Maize, when Nebuchadnezzar's not a pet anymore, so there it's only to have use as oichel, but since it's a chog of chai tohor, it's not chai, but it's tohor, so therefore it could be eaten even as oichel. It doesn't need shechita, so maybe let's be kigreges, because it's a regular shear oichel. Tziporis kromim. Tziporis kromim is a very small bird. Ben chayo, ben meisa. The other mafarshim that hold grada that it's a chogov. The nafkamin is whether you have to shechta or not. Ben chayo, ben meisa, l'cho oiro, if it's a chogov, so then the shear should be either a kol shu for a pet or a kugagas as food. If it's tziporis, if it's a bird, so then the shear should be, if it's alive, again, for a pet, should be a mashu. If it's dead, so it's not worth anything. It's nevela soif. What can you do with it? Maybe some type of shear that you could use the meat for something. It should have some type of shear. Why the halacha is that the shear is called shi? Shematzni oisel refuah. Matzni oisel refuah means there's some medicinal properties that this tziporis hakrom has. And because of that, even a mashu has a chshivus. Like we said before, like a half a pill of Advil. Reb Yehuda Oimer Af Amoitzi Chogov Chai Tomei Kol Shuhu Shematzni Oiser LeKotn LeSachek Boy. Here the Mishnah says Mefurish. Reb Yehuda, it sounds like it's only Reb Yehuda Shita that holds that a Chogov Chai Tomei, it doesn't have to be a Chai Tohor, is Bekol Shuhu. Before we had that a Chogov Chai Tomei, sorry, we had before that a Chogov Chai Tohor, the Shir is Bekol Shuhu. And we explained Matzni Noisir Kotn L'Sachek Boy. Here it sounds like only Reb Yehuda holds that way. The Tanakama only said it before by Chogov Chai Tohor. Alt Pet, what's the difference if it's Tohor or Tomei? So the Gemara explains the interesting thing. The Gemara explains that the Tanakama holds that you would never give a child a Chogov Chai Tomei to play with, because since the lifespan of grasshoppers is not very long, chances are sooner than later it's going to be dead. And it'll turn into oichel. Also oichel, you chas v'shom, you wouldn't want him to eat it. It's tamei. It's tamei. Only a chog of chai tamei, according to him, Yehuda, he holds, you'd give it to him. That's why he speaks out, shematzin, oisel, l'kotn, l'schok, boy. Now,
That means that the machlokes the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is only on one prat, whether you would give a kotn l'sachek boy even a chog of chai tomei. Now the Gemara Grada makes a point, the Mefarshim point out, that what's the iser, or why would you not give a kotn to play with a kotn because he's going to eat it? What's the problem? So there's a whole sugya in the 14th parak of Omis, whether we're mitzuvah lahafrish ketanim me'achilas nevelas atrevis, we paskin that there's no chiv on beznu on an individual to be mafrish oisai. So vayta, what's the iser of giving it to him? So the Gemara explains, and the Tosfos Yontif brings it, that even though you're not mechuyev lahafrish oisai, but you're not allowed to give him biyodayim macholos tmeis. There's an issue, it's called Beloshon HaGemara Safinon. You're not allowed to be Safinon Macholos Asuras to a cotton biyodayim. The Gemara learns it out of a pasuk. And because of that, handing him a chogov chai tome is the same thing, basically, as handing him Macholos Asuras to eat. Now, this that we pointed out, that you're not mitzvah lafrishoid, really the place for that is the Sugin Yevomis, but the Tveres Yisrael, the Yochin, uses this context to make a few klolim legabe chinuch. It's good idea, so we'll point it out. This that we say that ain't bezdin mitzuvah lafrisho, any individual is not mitzuvah lafrisho, is only on any individual. But a father, klapi his own sons, is mechuyev in chinuch. So if a child is higia le'esa chinuch, even if it's not safinon liyadayim, a father is mitzuvah lahafrish benoi from being oivan any issa. It's part of his chayves chinuch. The heter, or the lack of chiyuv lahafrisha, is only on others, but not the one who's mechuyev in chinuch. Also, lahachilu biyadayim is on anybody. He brings also that the chayvas chinuch for a cotton legabi mitzaseh, here we're talking about facilitating they shouldn't do an iser. Legabi mitzaseh, every mitzvah saseh has its zman. Like the Gemara says, by sukkah, when he could sit in the sukkah independently, he doesn't need to be near his mother at night. The mitzvah of tefillin, when he can be shame of gufnoki, the mitzvah of lulav, when he's yedei lanane, and so on. Everything has its age. And then there's the shaila, he brings at the end, we're giving a child to carry something in a place where there's no eruv. Is that called safina labiyadayim? So the Mefarshim point out that safina labiyadayim is not only by machol zasus, even by yisur shabbos. The reason why it would be mutter to give a child to carry something even where there's no erev, where there's no chinuch. That means to give a child in a place where he knows this is a place where everybody doesn't carry, so then you're violating his chinuch. That you're not allowed to do. The father's not allowed to do that. The shiloh's only is the father allowed to hand him a key to carry and he's not chinuch age, and the chuto eruv was snapped. So this is a place where people don't carry. Right now, there's no kosher eruv around that place. Would he be allowed to carry? And they say that safina lo biyadayim, it's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch and Erechaim Shin Mem Gimel, he'd be allowed to safina lo biyadayim b'mokim mitzvah. This, by the way, we'll add one more order, doesn't take into account the fact that there's an issur for a person to give his child to do Malach on Shabbos, not also general Isser of giving a child to do a Maisa Isser. Because there's a din, we pointed this out when we learned the first parak, there's a din of Ato Bincho Vitecho Avdecho Vamosecho. Chazal learn out that a person in Odom Mitzuv al Shvisas Benoi. So he's not allowed to give his child to carry, to do a Malach for him, to carry for him. So you have to say that's a place where it's not a Rishus HaRabim, it's only the Rabbon, it's B'mokha Mitzvah, there are various Tzirufim that he used for that. And now, Shabbos Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph. Hamatznia lezera uledugma ulerufua. This is already the exception to the rule that we started really at the end of Perek Ches. When we started the Klal Godl of Hoitzah, which was in Perek Ches, in Mishnah, sorry, even before then, Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel, where something is kosher lahatznia, that's the shear of Hoitzah. And then the Mishnah adds at the end that something which is not the shear of Hoitzah, doesn't have a cheshivus, any chayv ala hamatznia, only somebody who has a specific special use for that thing. Here's where we're getting back to that klal, perek hamatznia. Hamatznia lezera uledugma ulerufua, somebody who puts away very small specimens. Lezera, because he uses them for seeding. Ledugma, let's say he's in the business and he has a showcase, so he has to show small samples. Ulurufua, or he has some type of medicinal property in something where we learned now in Perek Tes that the medicinal property of something is even b'mashu. V'yitziyeh b'shabbat chayev b'kolshu. V'chol odom, anybody else, in chayev alov ela k'shiyuroi. So here's the exception to the rule, is the fellow who's the matzniyah, he's not kol odom. Tosis points out on this Gemara that a raya that klol of the Mishnah is that sometimes the Tana of the Mishnah will write something with kids and imits a few prokem before, and then he'll spell out the details later on by Richus. Doesn't have to necessarily be a chiddush when he reiterates that din, because otherwise we already said in Perek Zayin that the matznio is chayv. So he speaks it out with more details. The second part of the Mishnah is also a chiddush. Chozar v'chnisa, the same person who was matznio, let's say he wanted to plant, and he held on to one small seed from a certain type. For him, he's a matznio, he's chayv b'kol shu. Then he decides not to, he's there in the Rishus HaRab. He decides not to plant that seed. So now he just puts the seed back with other items, it's a regular seed. So then avada is any chayv el kishura. The same is true, he takes it to show a client. So for him, that mashu is valuable because he might make a sale. Might make a contract. But after what's done is done, after he takes the sample back, it's not worth any more than a regular piece. Avada, enichai velo, kishiyure.